Now we have letters to the evening news, which this week have people writing in about Prince William's work and the issue of keeping our children healthy.
We can still change things, says Tompion Platt, who is head of policy at Living Streets in London. The number of children walking to school is in decline, but it does not need to be that way. Just 46% of primary age children now walk to school. This is in contrast to the 70% of people their parents' age who used to walk. However, this calls for action, not defeatism. Schools become healthier and happy places when children walk to school. Physically active children are more alert and ready to learn than those who are driven, plus a huge 23% of peak time traffic is made up of those on the school run. So the more children walking, the less congestion and pollution there is on local roads, making school gates a safer place. It is recommended that children are active for 60 minutes a day, but the majority of children are not achieving this. With warnings about childhood obesity levels and physical inactivity accounting for 1 in 6 adult deaths, we need to encourage children to develop healthy habits now before the inactive children of today become the unhealthy adults of the future. Walking to school is a free, accessible, and easy way for children to build more exercise into their day. Here at Living Streets, we know there are barriers for families walking to school, but we also know there are solutions. Park and Stride schemes offer those who live too far to walk the whole way a chance to stroll the last few minutes, and lower speed limits help to create a safer environment outside school gates. There are too many benefits on offer to give up and conclude that walking to school is a thing of the past. Instead, we should be putting our efforts into reversing this decline and preventing the problems that occur when children aren't active.
Margaret Haley of Norwich has praise for a prince. I very much appreciated the opinion item that Prince William should be allowed to work in privacy in carrying out his important job as a helicopter pilot for the East Anglian Air Ambulance. He is one of 12 pilots who respond to an average of 5 calls a day and, according to the palace sources, is aiming to be on shift as a pilot for an average of 80 hours every month. This is an incredible achievement considering he also has to fit in and carry out his royal and charitable duties as well, besides being a father of 2. I can't help thinking that his mother, Princess Diana, would be very proud of him.